This week's parsha is Parshas Vayeshev Shabbos Chanuk. I'd like to maybe discuss a connection between this week's parsha and the Chag of Chanukah. Rav Dessler, in his Sefer Michtav Meliyahu in Chelek Beis, discusses why did we deserve a Gzeira Shmad? Why do we deserve in the time of Chanukah that we had to experience a Gullus, where the Gullus was based on an attack on our religion? This was the first time in Jewish history that the Jews were attacked for their religion, or only for their religious beliefs, and not just to destroy or try to annihilate the Jewish nation as a whole. This was the first time. So what brought about this? And Rav Dessler explains that Klal Yisrael experiences a punishment, or any experience for that matter, based on their standing, on what they believe in, what level of Judaism, what level of religiosity they are holding at. And in this case, since there was an overall laxity in our beliefs, in our Mesiras Nefesh, in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishma for the sake of heaven, so therefore is brought upon us, the Yevanim, the Gzeira, to have the Yevanim try to wipe out our religious beliefs. The same thing is seen when Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael, and we were told not to take the spoils of Yericho. We have the Tanakh accounts where Achan famously uses for his own purposes the spoils of Yericho, and Klal Yisrael as a whole is blamed for it. And the question is why? If there's only one person, why would all of Klal Yisrael get blamed? So Rav Dessler explains, because the only reason what brought Achan to take from the spoils of Hashem is because there was an overall laxity in respect for other people's property, which brought Achan to do this. So he explains, though, as per that, those psukim over there, in Yehoshua, so too by us. And at this time, there was an overall laxity in our Devekas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishma, so Memela had to be that the Yevanim came and tried to Hellenize us. And they were very successful. Rav Hirsch points out that right by Har HaBayis, based on the Sefer Josephus that he recounted, in those times there was a gymnasium that was built right next to Har HaBayis, just to show you how low of a level we were in those times. Therefore, it took the Chashmonaim, and a tremendous miracle was occurred based on the Mesiras Nefesh of the Chashmonaim, because the Chashmonaim were able to show that no, we are going to overcome the Shmad. We are going to show that the only way to overcome this is to show that we really have deep down, we have true Mesiras Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a real Devekas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that, proving that, ultimately brought the miracle. And I think maybe that is a lesson to this week's parasha as well, that a person, we as Jews, have the responsibility not to fall into the beliefs, if they are not Torah beliefs, that the non-Jewish world around us has to offer. And I think Yosef also, in this week's parsha, a little bit fell into this trap, where the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Tes Pasuk Vav, the Yaz of Kol HaShelo B'yad Yosef, that Yosef was placed in charge of the Potiphar, Sris Paro, Sar HaTabachim. And the Pasuk says, Vehi Yosef Yifas Torah Yifas Mara, seemingly very random pasuk in this parsha. It says that Yosef was good looking, and Rashi points out that Yosef went and got a hairdo, cared about his hair, cared about his looks, and the Chazal blame him. It says Yaakov, your father is sitting in Avelis, and you are caring about how you look. So right away, Eshes Potiphar comes, and that test comes. And that's also a result of the overall environment where Egypt, in those times, they were very much cared about how they looked, and the secular world at large, in those times, cared about how they looked. Therefore, Yosef was also taken by that philosophy, and then ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to test him so that he could prove that, no, I am not going to give in to those desires, the desires that Egypt has and Egypt stands for. Rather, I'm going to have to hold on to the Jewish beliefs, the belief of Yaakov Avinu, and therefore he was able to pass that test. But ultimately he was affected by that. And Chanukah is a time where when we light the menorah, we have to think about that, to showing the world that as Yidden, as Jews, we are not going to succumb to what the secular world has to offer. Rather, we are going to keep our nitzotzos, Kedusha, spark of Kedusha, and have it shine throughout the world. Have a good Shabbos.